Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I am your host, Dominique Hudson. We're live with The Dwelling Place on Purpose Kingdom Network, Blog Talk Radio. This is our 1,351st episode. Praise God. Can't believe we're all the way at 1,351. Amen. So if you are listening online and would like to call in, please dial 319-527-6091. Once again, 319-527-6091. And if you are listening via phone and you would like to speak with me, have any comments, any questions, press 1. I am here. And also, if you're a shy one, as I am at times, or you just can't talk right now, you can always text message me, or if you have Pastor Toy's number, you can message her as well and say a comment if you need a prayer, always. So let's get into the show tonight. I thank God, I bless God. Our show is titled Kingdom, Amen, Kingdom Citizenship, and I'm just very blessed to be given, bringing forth the word. And I just like to say that every night, because it's so many things before I'm getting on the show. It's so many things and distractions of the world, things that I have to keep up with, such as work and communications and scheduling appointments and things like that, to keep life flowing. But I can get busy and caught up sometimes that I put those things first, where sometimes God is, God, I hate to admit it, but God can come last. Amen. And I know a lot of us can testify to that, where we're putting God last and just making him last in our lives, and we really need to put him first. Amen. So with that being said, I just always like to say that I really do love giving the word of God, and I'm just happy that I'm able to give the word of God just in the midst of busyness, and that he has still chosen me. And I thank God for you listening and taking time out to even stay awake. I know it's some of y'all bedtimes. Y'all may be in a different state and it's a little later than what it is out here in Pennsylvania. So as I said, our topic for tonight is kingdom citizenship. And get your notebooks, how we do it every other Wednesday. And kingdom citizenship, our scripture for tonight, it's coming from Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. And it says, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. So our citizenship is in heaven, eagerly await a Savior, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So that is our scripture for tonight, Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. So write that down and keep that, because I want us to remember that. We are citizenship in heaven. Our citizenship is not earth, is not Pennsylvania, you know what I'm saying? It's not any other state or country that we live in. Our citizenship, we are basically aliens here on earth. Amen. This is just temporary. Where we're living at here on earth is temporary. It won't last. I'm about to be 30 years old, and I feel like life is going by so fast. They say life is in a blink of an eye. It goes by fast. Life goes by fast. I'm snapping. You can't hear it. My snap is really low, but it goes fast. Amen? So these things are temporary. Even the things that I'm being so busy about, as I spoke, in the beginning, just being so busy and caught up with life, those things will pass away, but our God will remain. Amen. So we have to remember that we are citizens in heaven first. We are citizens in heaven first, remembering our mission. I have a lot of friends that are from Liberia, and some of them just come out here for schooling, and then they'll go back and take whatever they learn out here back to their homeland. They never commit or surrender to this place called America, which is where there are an alien in. Amen. And they just stick to their traditions. Amen. Their accent, the friends that I know from Liberia or different countries in Africa, and are out here not becoming citizenship, but they have a green card to work and to go to school. Amen. Those people know their mission, and they're not getting out of line. Amen. And that's how we ought to be. When we're here on earth, we're here on earth, and we know that once we were renewed and a new creature, that we're here and we're about our Father's business, and we will not surrender to these worldly things or these carnal things. Amen. I want us to be awake, especially during this time. So our citizenship is in heaven. Let's keep that in mind. Amen. Our citizenship is in heaven. And it's kingdom citizenship. And why I said kingdom citizenship, I want us to, you know, sometimes like reading the Bible and things like that, God is very metaphoric, and the Bible is so poetic, and that's why I love the Bible, and that's why it's definitely one of those mysteries. Amen? The Bible is definitely a mystery. Let me slow down. I'm talking fast. I hope y'all are okay. Let me know. Text me, slow down. Y'all know how I can get excited. All right? So the Bible is a mystery. And in that mystery, and you read and you read and you just ask God, and God will bring revelation, right? So is a kingdom. And when you think about a kingdom, you know, we live in a democracy where we're choosing who's our president, presidential candidate, who will be president, things like that. We have the ability to choose who will govern even over small, you know, the state and things like that, the mayor, you know, and we have the mayor of a certain state. So we elect those people, state representatives, things like that. We have the power to elect those people. But a kingdom and a king, he elects his people. And that's why it's so amazing, because God called us, amen? God has called us, and he has chosen us, and he said, listen, I want you. And you're looking at yourself like, am I worthy? He's like, no, but I called you, and I want you a part of my kingdom. That's why it's so important for us to know who we are, because God has chose us, because he already know who we are. He already know what we can do for his kingdom. Amen? He know what we can do for his kingdom. So he said, I want you, even in your imperfections, I want you, because that's going to bring glory to my name. That's going to bring people who wouldn't even know my name to me. Amen? You, kingdomship, amen? I'm calling you to my kingdom so you can be a part of my kingdom, and you are a citizen of my kingdom, amen? But our citizenship is in heaven, amen? And our kingdom, that kingdom is heaven. So we need to be mindful of the way that we do things, the way that we operate, and the way that we move, amen? Amen. Let's know our words. So if you would turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5, and I'll be reading from verse 7 to 14. Amen. Amen. So the main thing, I know we're speaking of kingdom citizenship. Amen. But I want us to understand why we must operate in kingdom citizenship, why we must know our place here on earth. Because if we don't know our place here on earth, we will be sound asleep, amen, while the thief come in, steal, kill, and destroy, while evil is lurking all around, amen? So we must know our place so we can know how to handle certain situations. Amen. I'm not talking about just hypothetical. These scriptures, we need to begin to bring them into a practical sense. Amen. So chapter 5 of Ephesians, verse 7 through 14. And I'll be reading from the King James Version. And it says, Therefore, do not be partakers with them, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And that's a part of it. Don't forget that. In the light. But now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. As I said, Jesus has called us. He has called us. And he pointed us out and said that I want you to be a part of my kingdom. Now, after I have chosen you, God has chosen so many people and called so many people. People have testimonies of how they came to God. Amen. But it just stopped there. They just stopped with that testimony. Now, how are you walking? All right. Now you are brought into light. Now you are brought into light, and there's no more darkness over your light. You are a children in the Lord. So now you must walk as children of light, letting your light shine. That means letting your light shine even in the darkest places, in the darkest situations. Letting your light shine. You may live in the neighborhood where it's just so much chaos and it's just so much disruption, crime going on all around you. But you must be the light of that. As you're an alien neighborhood, in these earthly places, you must be light in that place. How will you stand out? What are you going to do in that community to stand out as light and to draw people to the Lord? Amen? People that you would never have thought. So we must walk in light. And then as we're walking in light, we know that we're the fruit represent, amen, what we do and what we place our hands into, what's prospering and what's growing, that's the fruit. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness. So everything is good. We know right from wrong, amen, righteousness and truth. Verse 10 says, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Have nothing to do with darkness. Have nothing to do with evil. And you know right and what's evil. Stealing, things like that. Those are things that you think are, oh, no, this is not stealing. Amen? Jailbreaking things. I wanted to jailbreak my fire stick so bad. I'm not going to lie, but I was so convicted in my heart not to do it. We don't look at those things as stealing, but they are. For some reason, I was convicted not to jailbreak my fire stick. Amen? Stealing. Amen? Just like when we used to download music, bootleg, all that stuff. That's not things of God. Because at the end of the day, somebody that's a part of our kingdomship may be behind those things that you're stealing. So you're stealing from the kingdomship? Amen? Amen. Verse 10, I'll repeat it. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Amen. Awake, you sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. We have to wake up. Us being children of light, we have to wake up. We need to wake up. get out of our comfortability. Because God is saying that you are children of light. We are children of light. And we need to expose the darkness and the things that are going on. Amen? But we're so asleep and so comfortable with the way things are and the way things are going on that we can't even see what's going on in the spiritual realm. As I said, we are citizens in heaven. And we know that God is spirit. So we must go to him in spirit, seek him in spirit. Amen? We must go to him and seek him in spirit. So those spiritual things will be revealed to us so we know how to operate in these earthly places. Amen? In these earthly places. So let us arise, awake, so we know how, we know what we're doing as we're here on this earth. We know, like, listen, Jesus was 11 years old, and I probably say this almost every show, but I love, he's 11, 12 years old. His mom's searching, lost. They think he's lost, but he's preaching and telling the thing about his kingdom, about the kingdom that is at hand. He's preaching and telling about that. Parents looking for him. They asking him, speaking with a carnal mind. And he said, don't you know that I'm about my father's business? That's how we need to be about our father's business as we go about in our places of work, in our places, even at the supermarket, and how we may a certain look or jumping in line in front of somebody. Those are agitating things. Amen? Like, is that godly? Like, are you godly on the road? I told you, I'm not the best driving on the road. God is still dealing with me on that one. Amen? We have some things that we still have to deal with, but we just have to do it in a way where the things that we're saying, these are fruit. What we say, that's a, will they know that I'm a fruit of God? If I'm speaking this way, how I speak to my spouse, how I speak to my family. Amen? Is this of God? We have to be very mindful. Excuse me. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. And Christ will give you light. Arise from the dead. As I said, don't be comfortable in the state that you're in. Don't be comfortable in that state. Verse 15 says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Ooh, that's that word. That's that evil. That's where it boils down to. Evil and good. Dark and light. Amen? We need to be mindful of the way that we walk, the way that we talk. Let's not be foolish in the things that we say. Let us not be used. Situations happen. And we have the opportunity to honor God in those situations or to dishonor God. So let us be used to always honor God in every situation. I know we have to, it's not easy. Somebody step on your toe. You want to, it's not easy. Somebody push you. So punch you on the right side. And you want to turn, like, it's hard not to turn, it's hard to turn the left cheek. Amen? When our reactions really want to throw that right jab, left hook, uppercut. Listen, been there, done that. Amen? But we are kingdom citizenship. You may get your reward from the people who are here on earth, but you will surely get your reward from God. Amen? So as I said, we are, excuse me, we are citizens in heaven. And we must operate and do that, excuse me, we must operate and do all the things that God requires us to do and to walk in his kingdom, to walk in his light. So people who are walking on the out, who are looking on the outside, they may know who we are or they may want to get to know who we are by the way that we walk. By the way that we talk, by the way that we operate, and the way that we do things. Amen? By the way that we are raising our children. by the way that we are diffusing situations. Amen? So it won't escalate. But we know how to de-escalate a situation. Amen? Redeeming time because the days are evil. And this part, it stands out to me because the days are very evil ahead of us. Amen? They are extremely, extremely evil. We see evil all around in the TV, and it just seems like it's on a macro level. Then it just seems like it's just getting closer and closer. It comes within our community. Then it comes within our homes. And it's like evil is lurking around and waiting for that opportunity. And as soon as that opportunity presents itself, evilness just wants to come in and take over and destroy. The devil's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to destroy your family. He wants to destroy your businesses, destroy your worth and who God had called you to be. Amen. We have to be strong-minded. So with that, with us being a citizen, first, we know that we are citizens in heaven. We know that God has called us and he has chosen us. We want to make sure that we are walking in the light, that we are not partaking in any type of evilness or any type of evil doing. Amen? But we are walking in light. We are walking in truth. We are walking in our fruits that he has given us and that he has shown us. Amen? So with that, just walking in our light and walking in truth and who we are. Amen? I want us to go to Ephesians 6. Just go right over to the next chapter and just reminding you of what God said, you know, that if you will go from verse 10, chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So after you have so many evilness, after you have seen this, and this evilness, you may have seen it on the TV. You may see this with even within your home, just evilness lurking and all around, right? After you have seen this, even seeming like people are attacking you and are against you, I want you to not lose heart. I want you to just finally be strong in the Lord and just know that his power works through you. And this is the time where we are to be boastful. Not boastful in our own power, but like, I know who I am. God has called me. And there's a scripture in the Bible, I can't call it off the hand, but he has called those people sons. He has called those sons of God. That's a part of the citizenship. You're a part of my kingdom. Not only are you a part of my kingdom, but I call you daughter. I call you son. You are my child. Act like it. You know when you used to go out and your mom, your parents will say, listen, you better represent me. I better not hear this from the school. You better not get in no fight. All that stuff. When you go here, you go at this place, make sure you're respectful. You say yes. You say no, ma'am. All that. Because if you don't do that, that's not my child. You're embarrassing me. Haven't I taught you well? So haven't God taught you well? Haven't God spoken to you through the word, amen, which are good? Amen. So after we have seen these evil things, let us be strong. Let us be boastful in the Lord, because we know who he is. Let us be boastful in his might and in his power. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. As I said, the devil is out to steal, kill, and destroy. I'm going to need everybody. Listen, we're getting towards the end of the year. And in my experience, as I was telling someone I know, that in my experience, so many deaths occur towards the end of the year. And with my carnal mind and with my fear, I can always get scared and always feel like, oh, my gosh, like I don't want anyone close to me to pass, or just anyone that's not even close to me. I just don't want no one passing. I know that it's a part of life, but it seemed like premature death. During this time, and we got to know that some people don't believe that there's evil. Some people only believe in the heaven. They never believe in the hell. Amen? People only believe in good things and never believe in evil things. But they are out here. Amen? They are out here. They are lurking around. And it's the devil who are causing these things. Amen? Drawing blood and wanting blood. Just as God has angels, there are demons lurking around. We're not giving them power because Jesus defeated the enemy, which is the devil, a long time ago. But we have to be aware. If it wasn't so, why would God say it? Amen? God is a man who cannot lie. And his word says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. If it was not true, he would not say it. Let us wake up. Arise out of your deep sleep. Open your eyes spiritually to give you eyes to see. Not the physical things, but eyes to see behind the scenes. Amen? Let us wake up or going on. And I want us to begin to, if you can, once a week, just fast. Cover your house. Cover your family with the blood of Jesus. Pray for my family. Amen? Because the devil is lurking. The devil is all around. Amen? Waiting for opportunities. Amen? Call up the prayer warriors in your family. Like, we're praying and we're fasting these days. Amen? Put on that whole armor of God so that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Amen? As I said, if it was not true, it would not be here. God would not have said it. God would not have said it. Amen? So we must put on our full armor of God. As I said before, these things are true. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Let us put on that full armor of God. Principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness. And there it goes, that darkness keep coming up again. The only way that we can defeat the darkness is by shining our light. Light a match in the dark room, and the room will fill up with light. Only light can drown out darkness. Amen? Only light can drown out that darkness. So we must shine our light. We're citizenship, so we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us just light, let our light be lit up where they see us everywhere. We in every place. They can call us an alien, all they can laugh at what we do. But listen, when Jesus comes, I don't want to be the one who he say, depart from me. I don't want to be the one who is just like, oh man, he's real. The things that they have said is real. God is not playing. God is not playing with his people, but we must know that. Whether he's coming tomorrow, now, 50 years, we must get ourselves together. We must get our house in order. It's that darkness that keeps coming up. Amen? And we must use our light of this age, rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Daniel says, for 21 days. He did not intend to fast for 21 days. But God heard him in the first 3 days. Amen. But the thing that occurred when he prayed and lifted up his prayers to God, there were things going on in the spiritual places that Daniel cannot see. So he extended his fast. Sometimes we have to extend our fast and extend the things of God. You may say, you may set your alarm to only seek God for 15 minutes, but God is telling you to extend time with him. Amen? You may only get up an extra 30 minutes early. Amen. But God is telling you to extend your time with him. That's what he means in Ephesians chapter 5 when he said redeem the time because the days are evil. Redeeming those times. Like time is something that we, people say you can never get back. But God will redeem that time. Amen. I think about the time before I even came to know Christ, when I was living in darkness, when I was asleep, thinking I'm woke, when I was asleep, and how life seemed so long and so evil, like just so many, like I just didn't see any light. But once I answered his call, amen, he always called me. Once I answered that call, I remember just feeling like, wow, he has truly redeemed time. I've been saved for 5 years, and it feels like forever. I don't ever want to go back into that place. So he redeems time. Redeem your time. Spend more time with him. Amen? In the heavenly places. Because you don't know what's going on. You don't know the battles that are going on. Amen? So extend your time. Therefore, 13, therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day and having done. Amen? So we're walking and we're standing, knowing that we're on solid ground because we are sons of God. We are daughters of God. We are a part of the kingdom. We are a part of his citizenship. Amen? A part of his citizenship is also us evangelizing. It's us spreading the gospel. That's a part of letting our light shine. We spread the gospel in the things that we say and the things that we do. People are always watching, especially the little ones, watching what we say and watching what we do, especially those who are similar to the Pharisees. Why is she doing that? That is not about telling you so religious, but they have no relationship with God. A citizen has relationship with their king. Amen? Be in relationship with the king, going to Jesus Christ. There's no way you can believe in God and you say, I don't believe in Jesus Christ, the one who died for us. There's no way. You can believe in God and say, I only believe some of the things of the Bible. Hold on. So you mean to tell me that God really put that a man survived in the belly of a fish? He really parted the sea. There's no science evidence to back that up. I thought faith was without seeing. What happened to that? Amen. We have to evangelize the things of God. God has to be every little, the way we wake up, the way we speak, the way we talk, down to a T. God has to be in there. And the clothes that we wear, God has to be in it. God has to be all up and through it. Amen? We must evangelize. And that is something that God has been calling me to and pointing out, and that's what the king does. That's what the father does. He will correct you, chastise you in loving way where you just want to please him. Amen. That's called walking circumspectly. Amen. Amen. So this is my favorite part of the show, and it's just calling lost souls to God, calling lost souls to Jesus Christ. This is the call of salvation, and I just want you to know I don't want you to think I'm being harsh, but I truly love you, and I truly want to make sure that everything that I'm saying, at least I've told you that Jesus Christ is the way. I don't want to encounter someone, and I never told them about God. I spoke of all other things because I have to answer God, but I truly love you, and I don't want you to face eternal death. Amen. And I want you to also have that heaven on earth. Amen. God allows us to bring his kingdom citizenship down here and represent him as we're shining our light. This is how we live. We're living holy, and it is fun. You know, we have fun. We're not living a boring life. Amen. It's fun. It's amazing serving God. It's not easy, but once you do it, it's so worthy. Amen. Serving God. Now, those who have never accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, for so long you have been choosing and going things about your own way and who you will elect, but you're looking for a king who will call you and say, you are a part of me. You are a part of light. If you're looking for that, you're looking for Jesus Christ to bring you out of darkness. He is the Savior that is in heaven. Amen. He has died for our sins. Long before we were even here, and that's the amazing thing. He said it is finished on the cross. What is finished? It's finished that you don't have to try to keep up with the law, amen, that Moses' law, amen, the Ten Commandments. You don't have to try so hard to keep up with those. Those are hard to maintain. It's hard to maintain. I'm not saying that we are not to follow them. We are to follow them, but they are hard to maintain. And as I said, that there will be Pharisees and pointing and saying that God has cast you out because you may have fornicated, because you may have even put God unknowingly or knowingly put other things before God, creating small gods. Amen? If that is you, you're crying out for a Lord, a Savior. He is Lord of Lords. He is Kings. Amen? I just want you to just open up your heart and just surrender and say, Lord, I trust you. I believe that you have died for me and that you forgive every sin that I have ever committed. And I confess with my heart. And I know that you have forgiven me, so those things are behind. I am repenting. Those things are behind. They are no longer of me. I'm turning away from my old wicked ways. I acknowledge those before me. I acknowledge that sin before me, and I'm asking that you will redeem me. I'm asking that you will give me grace. Amen. I trust and I believe in you. If you believe that with your heart, you are saved. All you have to do is just continue to walk. Just walk around like-minded people, those people who have the fruit of God, who are of righteousness. They speak well, they talk well, and if they make a mistake, they're not ashamed to admit it, to apologize. Amen. Be around those people. Be around like-minded people like that. Get in a Bible-believing church. Don't let this coronavirus stop you, even if you have to go online and virtually. Take time to build that relationship with God. Don't be in religion, be in relationship with God. You're part of his kingdom. You are his child. You are of light. Let your light shine. Amen. If you believe it, you are saved in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. I would like to bring Pastor Toy on for announcement. All right.
Amen. Here we go. Praise the Lord. I apologize for... Yes, I'm sitting here talking and forgot. I unmuted the board and forgot to unmute my individual mic, but I apologize for that inconvenience. First and foremost, let me tell you how I bless and praise God for Minister Dominique Hudson and her topic tonight, Kingdom Citizens. That's a special topic for me because I don't know if you all realize it, but whenever we post our shows, one of our hashtags that we use is Kingdom Citizens, because as she said, we are not supposed to be kingdoms of this world, but we are kingdoms of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And although we're citizens of God's kingdom, we still abide by these laws, for the Lord tells us to render unto Caesar, that means the rulers of this world, what is Caesar's, and unto God, what is God's. So we thank and praise God for that word that came out this evening. I also thank and praise God for Minister Dominique, because I loved when you said, you know, don't take it personal. I don't mean to offend you, but I don't want to see a soul lost. That should be everybody's standpoint. If you call yourself a believer in Jesus Christ, to say what you need to say to the people that it needs to be said to so that souls can be saved. Amen. By faith, we encourage that soul that gave their life to Christ tonight to attempt to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ as well as heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until you do, it's okay. Bless God. That is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We will be broadcasting with Reverend Arthur Burgess III in the Healing Hour again at 9 p.m. You do not want to miss that great move of God. We encourage you to follow us. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn. We're at Purpose Kingdom. We're also on Twitter and Instagram at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. Also, everyone out there listening, whether it be via phone or the live stream, this is your personal invite to our end of the year 7-night Holy Ghost revival. Hallelujah, God. This is our 5th annual 7-night Holy Ghost revival coming up. It is our end of the year revival. It will be starting on December 25th. And we will be in worship every night up until December 31st as we go into our revival week, where we are shedding all of the old and embracing all of the new in the presence of our Almighty Father and all-loving God. Our topic this year is I'm Still Standing. Hallelujah, God. We're coming from Psalms 91:7. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Our lineup for that week, December 25th, is Minister Bernard Morrow. December 22nd is Minister Dominique Cutson. December 27th is Reverend Arthur Burgess III. December 28th will be Reverend Aaron Williams. December 29th, Minister Arthenius Jackson. December 30th, Minister Robert Hudson. And close all the week coming up, all 6 nights will be beginning at 9 p.m. On December 31st, I will be closing us out in revival. Revival will be starting at 11 p.m. 11 p.m. on December 31st. And we are honored to have Evangelist Trina Lindsay Hairston. We call her our prayer warrior, and she is going to be praying us into the new year. So we pray you do not miss it. Mark your calendars so that you do not miss this move of God. I'm just excited about what God is going to be doing. Again, we thank each and every one of you for joining in. And Minister Dom, the ministry is back in your hand for you to close us out.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Tori. Praise God. Kingdom citizens. I just want to just leave and just wrap up and just remind us that we are citizens of God. We are here on earth, but representing God. Amen. Even in things that, as Pastor Tui said, we still have to follow the laws of the land. Amen. And us following the laws of the land, we still represent God in the way that we handle things. Amen. Even if it's unfair and unjust, we are mindful in the way that we handle these things. And just making sure we stand up for God and represent God everything that we do. Amen. So we are, let's represent God. That's the thing. Let's represent God full out. Let's, everything we do, let's just represent him. We're part of his kingdom. Let it not be a guess. Like, oh, I didn't know. You ever have some, oh, I didn't know you did that. Oh, I didn't. You ever hear that about yourself, or someone says that about you, about someone, you said that about someone? We don't want, let it be no guessing who we are, who we represent. Let nobody have to guess. Amen. Let us not even have to guess about ourselves and if we really belong in the kingdom, amen, of God. Because we know that we belong. He has called us. He has picked us. He has chosen us. Not many can say that, amen. So with God's will and God's blessing, I will see y'all in the next, on the 22nd, or hear from y'all on the 22nd. And just be safe. Remember to just be mindful of the evilness that is lurking around, and let us think not in the carnal mind, but in that spiritual mind, being aware and not in a deep sleep. Awake ourselves so that we can share the gospel, so that other lost souls, let us drown out their darkness with our light, amen, so we can defeat the darkness. All right, I'll see y'all in a couple of weeks. Deuces. Jesus bless. Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.